咁今日我哋讲斯多结派，英文叫 Stoicism。斯多结派咧系罗马嘅一个人生哲学嚟嘅。咁而家你睇到张相咧，张相咧其实咧就系一个叫 Seneca 嘅人，啊佢就向死刑。呢、这个面向死刑嘅时咧，佢仍然非常之坦然啊，觉得人生嘅方面应该为咗一种道德啊，为咗一种德性嘅方面牺牲啊。佢同苏格拉底又有啲唔同，苏格拉底又相信人死后有灵魂，但系 Seneca 呢个咁样嘅斯多结派嘅一个学者咧，就认为人嘅生命咧最紧要保持翻佢自己嘅德性 virtue。咁一間我哋先至睇睇一啲 video。咁嗰個歷史背景下面呢比較容易明白多啲呢，就係、是、當時我刪刪嗰個當時嘅羅馬呢、這個大概公元前100年啦，咁羅馬人呢已經開始形成，到咗後期嘅時呢仲更加驕奢淫逸啦，呢個係當時嘅背景。但一間我先講呢個背景，我哋睇睇啲三個人物先。斯多結派咧有三個人物，一個公元前，都唔係公元後啊，就係、是、一個叫 Epictetus 啊，佢係一個奴隸嚟嘅。第二個咧就係、是、我哋頭先所講嘅 Seneca 啦，佢係反而早少少，大概50年左右嘅前後，係公元前前後。咁仲有一位呢就係、是、比较后期少少，公元后嘅100多年，耶稣死嘅100多年，叫 Marcus， 咁呢个就係一个君王嘅亦做奥纳流啊 ,Aulus。咁呢 Epictetus 呢喺个奴隶係最早期提开，但係点解又会分开呢？因为佢哋本身呢唔係直接嘅教皇嘅。只不过咧，佢共同对呢种咁嘅人生嘅德性有种向往，所以我哋摆埋都系一个 Stoics 或者 Stoicism。咁呢三个人物咧，即系我哋睇睇一啲背景先吓，就话佢认为咧，斯多结派咧，即系不约而同咧，认为人情咧，人对人嘅情感咧有种好特别嘅想法。佢话人嘅方面咧，我哋嘅情感咧，有时咧系好泛滥嘅。有时呢就係好需要节制嘅。咁因此呢我哋必须要有一种对我哋嘅情感嗰方面有一种处理。咁一个呢、這个讲法未必每个赞成啦。佢斩断一切嘅情欲，对一切甚至无动于衷，呢、這个先至係幸福境界。咁所以呢佢哋嘅嗰套人生哲学呢讲上嚟其实相当简单。虽然实行得上嚟呢又被认为係相当之高贵。即係呢啲人咧，佢不畏乎生死啊，不畏懼別人嘅目光啊，等等嘅嘢。咁但係呢種形態嘅理論喺邊度咧？對哲學嚟講就唔算好深刻。咁啊，介紹一個現代版啲嘅方式啦，就係話 Stoicism 咧，呢個 Marcus Aurelius 咧，呢個帝王咧，即係比較公元前後嘅人咧，竟然提出一套我哋所謂嘅怎样可以令到生活有一个安顿的地方。
Marcus Aurelius was the emperor of Rome during the 2nd century AD, the last in a line of 5 emperors known to have ruled Rome with authority, humanity, and competence. During his tenure, the Roman Empire suffered from a severe pandemic in the form of Antonine Plague that broke out in 165 and devastated the population of the Roman Empire.Causing the deaths of 5 million people. In the face of disaster, instead of worrying and panicking or fleeing away like the other wealthy officials, Aurelius advocated a calm rationalism and kept Rome together. He passed legislation subsidizing the cost of funerals to keep bodies from piling up in the streets. When the army was short on recruits, he conscripted gladiators. When the army could not pay the cost of new soldiers needed to replace the dead, he sold off his imperial possessions to finance the effort. Instead of worrying, he was able to see a problem, solve it, then see another problem, and solve that one too without giving way to panic.During his rule, Aurelius found the time to construct a series of autobiographical writings, now known as the Meditations.
这个就是他的著作，我给大家看过叫 Meditation, 沉思录。 咁呢、這个罗马嘅所谓帝君咧，佢有啲想法，咁佢呢个方式佢里边咧用一啲比较现代啲嘅版本讲，佢话everything is just history repeating， 呢个第一个论点啊，历史嘅剧啊，佢大概有四五个论点，简化啲理解就系。
Aurelius says, no matter what happens, keep this in mind.It's the same old thing from one end of the world to the other.
呢个第一点，呢一点咧叫太阳之下无新事。嗱呢类嘅德性伦理学咧，同我哋讲嘅法律主义有啲唔同。佢系有一套形而上学嘅，形而上学咧就系相信个宇宙本体系点样啊，人死后点样，即系佢觉得佢哋已经参透咗啊。虽然佢理论唔系好详细，但系罗马嘅时候背景，佢哋有一种泛神论啦。咁因此咧，大概相信咧，佢觉得人死后咧系冇乜特别嘅恐惧嘅。咁于是咧呢套哲学咧背后有一套有一套即系背景嘅哲学。咁呢個背景之後裏面呢，我哋將我分咗四點。第一樣呢，佢認為喺呢個人世間裏面，或者歷史所發生咁多大事，有戰爭啊，有光榮啊，有失敗啊，有勝利啊等等，到頭來呢都係重複緊嘅啫。歷史都係重重複複嘅。咁呢個第一個 point 啊。
Fills the history books, ancient and modern, and the cities, and the houses too. Nothing new at all.Currently, most of us are rightfully worried about the uncertainties surrounding Marcus Aurelius once said.
我遲啲留低你自己睇睇。第二點叫 ignore the noise， 即係你唔好太受別人嘅眼光影響。佢呢段裏邊咧，佢 how to stop worrying 啊嘛，即係佢專登綜合咗呢個帝君啦 Marcus 嘅意思裏邊咧，就話咧，你要成為一個幸福嘅人咧。首先要明白到歷史或者人生係不斷重複嘅，所以你唔好諗住你有啲新嘅發現啊，或者呢個世界裏面呢係與眾不同啊。首先有一種咁樣嘅有少少覺得人生不外如是嘅啫。咁於是第二點呢，佢嘅人生觀就係 ignore the noise， 即係別人嘅聲音。咁佢裏面呢個動漫咧就加少少現代嘅例子。
It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own, making us anxious about ourselves and about the problems we might face in future. In return, we end up paying way too much attention to these people and spend a lot of our time and efforts worrying about what they think about us. Number three.
第三点啦，我哋即系 shortcut 咁讲吓，有啲例子你可以有兴趣自己睇埋佢，即系话我哋受别人嘅 noise， 即系别人嘅目光啊，或者人哋嘅称赞啊，或者毁誉咧，你好受影响。例如你话失业嘅人士咧，就是、你其实唔单止系冇嘢做，而系怕人哋睇你系无业游民，好似冇用咁样。好啦，跟住嚟讲咧，第三点啦，佢分咗四点啫，咁啊五点嘅，叫 practical mindful。如何幸福呢？第一点呢就是刚才讲的，就是你要明白这个世界呢太阳之下无新事，重重复复的。于是来讲呢，你不要太惊讶有些事发生，为什么突如其来呢？所有事都没有突如其来的，其实都是只不过人的贪婪啊、恐惧啊，或者是某些专制啊。于是来讲，突然间我们的社会就变成了很动荡。咁呢个动荡嘅状态入面呢，你唔需太惊讶，呢个只不过係历史里面重复嘅其中一次啫。咁第二点头先讲嘅就係、是、别人嘅目光呢，或者别人嘅意见呢，你唔好太介意，因为呢佢哋嘅意见呢，第一样呢，佢唔係咁 care 你嘅，佢唔係真心对你嗰、那个生活嘅方面呢有真正嘅 opinion。并且咧，佢好多时都系由于佢自己对恐惧、对呢个世界唔了解，先咁多意见。如果明白的话咧，佢应该系支持你，而唔系咁样。第三点啦，叫 practice mindful 呢点咧系几有趣嘅，就是、构成咗 stoic 或者系所谓斯多杰派嘅一个好重要嘅所谓德性啊。即系人生活嘅过程里边，唔好净系顾住自己，而需要关心其他人。
Practice mindfulness.In the words of Marcus Aurelius, remind yourself that it is not the future or what has passed that afflicts you, but always the present. Stoic mindfulness is really about seeing what's up to you in any given situation, focusing on doing that well and on doing the act with kindness towards others, justly.
刚才的一点的意思呢，就是说呢 你 mindful 即系识对其他人关心咧，好过对自己嘅关心。人越对自己关心咧，就越见到好多嘅危机，好多嘅不幸嘅。所以呢个课幸福论咧，我都好想表达一句意思里边咧，就系、是、我哋以为追求幸福咧系一个个人嘅问题。啊，我点样可以幸福咧？例如我有钱啊，有人支持我，有爱情啊，有家庭美满啊，有间大屋啊，咁样就系幸福啦，咁样。咁但系咧，对呢啲咁嘅哲人嘅想法里边咧，就系、是、你忘记咗你存在呢个世界，其实你永远系一个群体，永远同他人一齐关系上有一种密切嘅关系。咁所以咧，头先讲嘅，你明白到世事其实冇乜所谓变幻嘅，一切嘅嘢都系重复嘅。第二点嘅方面咧，你要知道咧，即系话唔好听别人嘅意见。第三点咧，你其实多啲关心人。你发觉喺呢个过程里面呢，你自然少咗好多 worry 嘅。咁第四点啦 ,serve yourself, 啊睇埋呢点。
We humans live in what researchers call a delayed return environment. Most of the choices you make today will not benefit you immediately. If you do a good job at work today, you'll get a paycheck in a few weeks. If you save money now, you'll have enough for retirement later. Many aspects of modern society are designed to delay rewards until some point in the future.For example, instead of worrying about living longer, focus on taking a walk each day. Instead of worrying about losing enough weight for the wedding, focus on cooking a healthy dinner tonight. The key insight that makes this strategy work is making...
这点呢就是相当于我们叫活好当下了。就是说我们在这个世界里面呢为什么有这么多忧虑呢就是因为我们太多 planning, 太多对未来的构想。咁我哋一方面唔係动物，就是、动物只係顾住自己当下飲食。但人类有思想嘅事呢，你要将呢种思想嘅盲点呢不断向未来，人无近远虑必有近忧，咁即係总係好多忧虑。点放下忧虑呢？第一点又返返转头啦。既然世界其实係重复緊某啲嘢，都係只不过係生老病死啊，哀伤啊，或者係喜乐啊咁样。咁你知道个世界嘅底子嘅时候呢，你就无谓去构想太远嘅过程。因为越远嘅嘢呢，佢有一种 delaying 呢，就会令到我哋不断想担心系咪达到个目标，而变成咗一种咁嘅忧虑。啊！呢四点咧就系、是、Marcus 嘅里边嘅所谓Stoicism 嘅一个想法，睇唔睇到啊？呢啲想法里边咧都好老生常谈嘅，只不过咧稍微深刻少少啦。咁我哋而家讲讲个背景先。呢、这个背景里边咧 ，Stoicism 咧系当时罗马开始出现咗一个兴盛，又开始因为骄逸啊等等嘅情形。咁咧当时描写当时嘅罗马人嗰种嘅沉沦啊，即系例如大家听过，即系佢哋食嘢想食多啲，咁于是揾啲孔雀毛嗰方面撩自己喉咙，令到自己呕翻出嚟，然之后再食过咁样啊，或者系好多荒淫啊呢啲咁例子。咁呢个就係、是、当时嘅背景，罗马人嘅一个情形，同埋穷人开始暴动啦，於是出现咗个社会里面唔稳定啲贵族里面呢，觉得佢哋好似以前嘅即係点讲性命不实不在啦，於是有种狂日，甚至好多时喺战争里面，罗马人好好战，或者好多战争嘅过程。咁呢啲就係个当时嘅背景。咁於是呢就係、是、头先我哋提过一个叫 Seneca, 未到呢、這个Marcus 之前。Seneca 呢就係、是、呢个背景下面呢就形成咗个想法。就话呢我哋罗马人呢其实能够有咁高嘅成就，或者係嗰个边疆咁强大呢，我哋应该要諗下究竟我哋罗马人成功嘅地方。於是呢参考啲希腊哲学家苏格拉底等等呢，就觉得其实罗马人呢同嗰啲所谓 Barbarian 即係野蛮民族呢唔同嘅地方，就我哋应该有啲举止比较高贵一啲嘅。咁 Seneca 提出呢就係一个人高贵係因为佢个性格佢操守，或者係佢举止优雅。於是呢个优雅呢係本来唔係咁高嘅一个咩道德嘅反省，而係透过我哋生活要有一种优雅，有一种情调，就唔好太过係纵从追从嗰啲欲望，亦唔好话就係好勇斗狠等等。咁於是就出现咗呢种罗马人嘅向佢学习嘅一种所谓我哋所谓一种高贵嘅人性。 啊，呢、這个高贵人性咧，而浅转之下咧，就变成咗我哋叫一种 humanism 啊 ，Seneca 就咁样。至于嗰个 Epictetus 嗰个奴隶嗰个咧，个理论唔算好多，咁我哋主要讲呢、這个 Seneca 同埋呢个 Marcus 啊。咁罗马咧就总共头先所讲嘅就系有呢个 Epictetus 啦、啊、咁然就 Seneca 佢系属于罗马一个国君嘅尼禄，呢、這个尼禄系非常之残暴嘅。咁最后咩就系将呢个Seneca 咧就系直情系即系点讲分尸咁上下，死得好惨嘅。咁但系佢都好坚持，佢系做佢嘅家庭教师，一直劝勉呢、這个皇帝咧。要收佢德行啊啲咁样，咁再经过另外大概近几十年之后咧，就出现咗 Marcus Aurelius 呢个咁样嘅皇帝。咁呢两个传承嘅方面咧，系有某啲间接嘅关系嘅。咁呢个就系 Epictetus 啦，啊呢个 Seneca 啦 ，Seneca 系西方嚟讲有多时被认为系人道主义嘅一个开始。因为古希腊咧仲系有奴隶啊，希腊人咧即系例如亚里士多德咧都分开咗，咩叫文明嘅人，咩叫奴隶，咩啲边啲叫自由民咁样。咁因此希腊人咧对呢、這个所以后来我讲嘅 humanism 啊，或者人人生于平等咧，反而唔系咁接受噶。佢觉得有某啲嘅精英，某啲系伟大啲嘅自由民。到罗马初期嘅时都系咁样承袭咗希腊呢个模式，但系都 Seneca 头先讲嘅，佢好想反省咩叫野蛮，咩叫文明，咁就借希腊人嘅想法里边，我哋必须要有一种生活态度上嘅高雅，我哋必须要对其他人嗰方面 humble， 于是就提倡咗一种修养德务啦。咁呢个就 Marcus Aurelius 啊。咁呢个就系一阵我哋会讲讲佢嘅理论啦。咁呢个整体嘅描述啦，斯多葛法对人嘅情感有三分先都讲过啦，尽可能要小心我哋嘅情欲，呢个系佢哋嘅修养嘅一个方式。于是第一个提倡咧就节制啦。呢个三个嘅哲学家都系呢个方式。有啲就认为彻底斩断情感嘅手段。有啲节制嘅原因咧就话我哋情感有啲唔合乎自然本性嘅。有啲呢啲斯多葛法咧就话，我哋嘅美德应该系有智慧、勇敢、正义、节制。节制系其实都系受希腊人影响嘅，即系英文嘅 temperance， 即系话咧，我哋对一啲嘢唔好过分追求，因为呢个世界里边咧，我哋一追求咧就有恐惧。点解咧？要患得患失啊嘛。有恐惧之后咧，我哋自然咧就会感觉到有一种不安全感。於是咧，我哋借呢個想法裏邊咧，就係、是一個道德嘅人咧，應該係無所畏懼、無所憂慮嘅。咁另一個咧就係、是、呢啲講法裏邊，我覺得都唔屬於太過深刻啦嚇。即係節制嘅方面，上次講嘅有一種不動心嘅境界，有個英文字應該揾得。咁第二點就係頭先講嘅就係、是、嗰、那個頭先第一個係咩啊？节制啦，节制其实都系忍耐啦，节制欲望跟住忍耐啦，所以呢个理论咧唔算得好深刻，但系佢有实际上嘅 practical 嘅 wisdom， 就系一个人能够忍耐或者节制咧，佢通常系少啲烦恼嘅，啊冇咁多欲望嘅，所以我哋将呢种stoic 咧系当一个人，如果你想幸福嘅时咧，反而要放弃俗情世间里边嘅种种嘅追求。反而会得到幸福，咁呢个讲法，我哋下一次讲道家咧，道家嘅境界就会深刻一啲，就话呢个放下或者呢种咁样嘅境界咧，并唔系最后，你要明白到世界上仲有另外一种嘅深层嘅本身嘅价值，咁呢个系斯多葛派将我哋嘅事物分开，有啲嘢我可以做嘅，有啲唔可以做嘅。咁你可以推想到就系、是，如好似财富啊、权势啊、生死呢啲嘢咧，唔系我哋可以做嘅。咁因此嚟讲，我哋只能够忍受，忍受得到神圣同幸福嘅要求。其实呢点我认为都唔算得好深刻，即系只不过呢啲嘢咧有坏嘅结果。咁有啲嘢咧就系我哋精神修养啦、努力啦、合乎人神性啦，即系我哋总系多啲对自己嘅生命嘅内观啊，唔好太过向外追逐。咁呢个对东方哲学嘅人就好易明白嘅。咁最后呢个 Seneca 讲啦，咁大家睇睇呢段，即系可以操纵嘅地方就系我哋忍受我哋嘅命运，甚至不幸嘅嘢我哋忍受。 一啲嘢咧係我哋冇辦法用我哋嘅主观愿望改变嘅，就係、是、一啲同你利害有关，同你嘅职责有关系嘅嘢。所以咧，你天生要承受一切啊。咁宽恕啊，其实呢几样嘢差唔多系嘛？宽恕系稍为当时罗马人系比较少讨论嘅问题。罗马人喺个叫军国主义嘅阶段，因此咧。因此咧，罗马人啦，好多时都会有咗暴力上倾向嘅报复。咁但系Seneca 咧，作为皇帝嘅老师咧，佢竟然主张就系我哋好多时要宽恕。咁佢里边有个宽恕嘅内容啦，系另一篇里面讲过论宽恕啊，我记得咁上下。佢话咧，一个小朋友走入你屋里边咧，佢因为顽皮啊或者无知咧。佢可能喺度踢下啲嘢啊，或者掟下啲嘢，将你好名贵嘅古董啊，好珍贵嘅啲嘢咧打烂咗。咁呢个情形下边，你系会发脾气嘅，你会嬲嘅，因为你失去咗贵重嘅嘢。但系咧，你谂深一层，因为对方嘅无知咧，我哋其实佢唔系有意，甚至佢唔知道嗰啲古董嘅价值，因此我哋好自然会宽恕佢。话呢个宽恕咧，好自然嘅，但系咧。对呢个世界有啲人已经成长之后，佢为咗权力，为咗个人嘅利益，佢喺度残暴伤害其他人。咁佢系有知于对其他人嘅缺点或者影响，有对其他人有啲灾难。但系咧，对佢嚟讲，佢已经成熟到知道别人嘅痛苦啊，知道别人啊俾人啊无端无故啊，甚至系不公平嘅审讯啦，有好多不幸嘅后果。但系佢哋仍然咁做。咁我哋呢度系咪一定要宽恕咧？咁啊，有意作恶嘅人咧，未必一定要宽恕。但系佢谂深一层，大多数人其实都基于无知嘅，即使个权力欲系好强，佢可能系冇同情心，睇唔到其他人被人即系下辱啊，被人一种诬告咧，佢唔知道嗰种痛苦，或者冇咁嘅关心。所以呢个里边，我哋好好修养对坏人嘅宽恕嘅处理，得唔得？呢点其实佢讲得深刻，但系又冇乜解决到嘅问题。意思就话，我哋尽量要宽恕无知嘅人，但系对某啲政治嘅人物喺香港呢个情景下面，我哋明白到，我哋系咪可以宽恕一啲已经成年嘅人？虽然佢系昧于某啲权力欲，或者系昧于某啲嘅道理，但系好明显佢对其他人好残暴嘅。佢对呢个残暴方面。并不以为意，甚至唔觉得系即系伤害咗人。咁啲人系咪值得宽恕咧？咁呢点嚟讲，我哋自己可以思考下。但系对 Seneca 嚟讲，似乎唔算得讲得好复杂。